Hey guys, so it's Shelby here and Savon.
Hey guys.
And we wanted to jump on here really quickly before our episode begins and just give you a quick update because we're all about being transparent, authentic, honest. So the update, it's not necessarily the most positive update in the world, but it is one that you need to hear. I know that we've talked a lot about this epic millennial summit that was going to be hosted in June for our podcast to bring everyone together and showcase, you know, the epic millennials in the Philadelphia area. With our schedules, with just the reality of life, we've had to put this on hold, and it does not mean that it's never going to happen, but it's not going to be happening in June. We love you all so much, and we're so grateful for the support you've given us. So please keep supporting us so that we can make the Epic Millennial Summit happen.
Yeah, and I think part of this too is, you know, I just feel like we felt a lot of resistance to it. Like, it doesn't feel quite like the right time just yet.
Yeah, and we want to honor that feeling.
Yeah, so we want to do it at a time where we feel refreshed and clear, and like we can go forward with ease and quickness to make it happen, and we can have the right people there that will make sense for you guys.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Don't give up hope. We're definitely doing something like this. It's just not going to be happening as soon as we thought it would be.
Yeah, so we'll update you once we come up with a date for a reschedule of this event, but yeah, like Shelby said, we appreciate you all so much and for the support, and we'll definitely make something like this happen in the future.
Thanks again.
You're listening to Wait, Am I an Adult Now? One of the only podcasts out there that interviews young millennials riding the squiggly line of life.
We're your co-hosts, Shelby Wildguest
and Savon Pichotto.
And together, our mission is to inspire you with stories of millennials just like you who are paving their way in the new creative economy.
Our guests are leading epic lives through entrepreneurship, artistry, charity, music, corporate leadership, and so much more.
Are you ready to jump in?
Let's go. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another quote of the week. This is Savon.
And this is Shelby.
And this quote of the week comes from Shelby Wildguest herself.
Wow, this is so exciting. Oh my gosh. It's my big breakthrough.
It's funny because I always like say this to other people too. Sometimes.
Do you quote me on it?
I do. I quote you all the time.
Oh, sweet.
And the quote is, be impatient with your actions, but patient with your results.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
That's it. So I'm going to explain the quote if that's cool with you.
Yeah, go for it.
So I came up with this quote because I was just thinking a lot about the idea of patience and how millennials, or I don't even know if it's just like millennials or Gen Z, or if it's just the fact that we're in our 20s and like it's just naturally a time to be figuring out all this shit and like just trying to figure out what it is that your life is meant to be. And with that comes like this natural feeling of impatience, mm-hmm. where you just want to figure it out, but you can't at this young age. So I was thinking a lot about just patience and impatience and how I myself am a very impatient person when it comes to certain things. And I've done a lot of reading that's all about, you know, slowing down and appreciating what is now and not getting too overwhelmed about what could be. And I've also realized in my life that because I've been impatient in times, that impatience leads me to giving things up. What I mean by that is that I, as an entrepreneur, when I think of ideas, I can so clearly see step 100, like the idea coming into fruition, and I can see all the bells and whistles, and I can see it becoming something so special, and I can see step 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I can start making those strides of step 1 through 5, and then my impatience kicks in, and I'm like, well, why isn't step 100 here yet? Like, what the hell? Like, come on, like I've been working out this for 5 days. Like, why isn't it like, you know, a world-renowned product yet? Like, Jesus. And what I've realized is that my impatience causes me to overlook the importance of steps 6 through 99.
Yeah.
And because I'm impatient, I just kind of lose sight of step 100 and I get frustrated at step 5 and then I give up. Like, I've got so many domain names that I own and like half-assed websites that are up in the interweb somewhere, somehow, like,
yeah,
no one's looking at them, or like blog posts or all of these things I've started but never completed because my impatience actually got me sidetracked. Yeah. Got the best of me. So back to the quote, be impatient with your actions, impatient with your results. I realized that it's just not good advice to tell people to be patient all the time, because right. I think impatience is part of human, like part of being human. And I think, like I said before, impatience is just part of being in our 20s. Mm-hmm. But what if we just began to channel our impatience someplace else rather than fixating on the result, on the end product, on who we're going to become? Why don't we just become impatient with the steps we're taking to get there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I completely relate to this too, because I've gone through the same types of things where like I have ideas and then I don't follow through because I just want to get rich and famous, or I used to want that when I was younger, you know, like I wanted to have that thing that would just become instantly popular and everybody would know about it. I would get the recognition, and like my values have changed so dramatically since when I was in college that now like this quote is so perfect for everything that I do now. And I look at it much in the way of how we approach this podcast. Because
yes,
yeah,
I know what you're gonna say, and say it, girl.
Yeah, we didn't go into it thinking like we're gonna have this business plan and this is how we're gonna get sponsors, this is how we're gonna make money, and we're gonna have like 100,000 subscribers by this date. Like, we didn't plan out anything. We literally came into it saying like, we're gonna do this for fun, see how it goes for a year. If we're consistent with content, then we'll continue and see where it goes from there. But we wouldn't have gotten it to where it is now if we had not taken the steps to like book the interviews, do the proper planning, send out the emails the way we should have been sending them out. And like, we're still following the correct steps to pushing it forward, but not putting so much pressure on ourselves to hit those goals.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like with what you're saying, we basically just decided that we weren't going to allow ourselves to get so fixated on this idea of a big podcast, because sometimes the fixation on those big ideas cripples you in a way, because yeah. then you get really down on yourself when you're looking at the numbers and the listeners and the downloads and the demographics, and you're like, there's no way we're ever going to hit our goal of 100,000 followers by year two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we even doing this for?
Right.
And we just didn't allow ourselves to think in that space, because we both agreed that we've done it so many times before and it's caused us to give up, that instead we just wanted to be consistent. We wanted to put out good content. We wanted to get things done the right way and let it grow naturally, and then let it kind of surprise ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it has. Like, it continues to surprise us. Like, we were just looking at demographics. I think I'm using the wrong word. We were just looking at like statistics online.
Right. Analytics.
Analytics online, and like, the other day we had 164 downloads in one day, which for our podcast is a big spike. Like,
yeah.
And it's super exciting to see this and that we're growing and that people are listening and they're tuning in and they're enjoying our content. And it's really cool and powerful. And I'm so grateful that we didn't let ourselves get so fixated on the end result. And we just focus on doing the right steps and doing it in a way where, you know, we are aggressive with our scheduling. We are aggressive with finding the right people to interview. We are aggressive with making sure we're sitting down together once a month to do planning and sitting down every 2 weeks to do the interviews and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not so focused on like the end all be all like Joe Rogan podcast
yeah.
of the world, you know?
Right. Yeah. And we've worked on other things together before too. And the same thing has happened where like, we'll put in a week or two worth of effort, because I think we're putting so much stress and pressure on ourselves to like get all of the like fine details done before we actually made any steps to progress.
Right. Good vibe tribe, USA.
Yeah.
Thinking exactly of that.
RIP.
Yeah. Right. Actually, it's so funny. So Savannah and I, for a brief moment in time, were working on this project called Good Vibe Tribe USA, which was really cool. It was like basically just a, you know, online group of supportive young people who want to, you know, share their thoughts and hearts and all that kind of stuff. And before we ever really made any progress on creating the group, we got so stuck in the minutia that it just became like, okay, what's the point? Like, this yeah. just isn't fun anymore.
Right.
And this podcast has just been nothing but fun, I feel like. It's definitely been so cool. So yeah, I mean, back to the quote itself is, it's all about just channeling your impatience into what it is that creates the results, but not letting yourself get impatient about the results. So being impatient with your actions will inevitably create the result. But what is true is that it doesn't always materialize in the way that you thought it would.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it takes shorter. Like, I think about an event that you'll be hearing more about in some of our upcoming episodes that I created. And it was an idea that I had. And I thought of it in a day. And it's a really simple idea. I'm not going to go into details of what it is just yet, because you'll learn more about it, like I said. But like, it feels like overnight it grew legs. And I was saying this to someone, I don't know if I said to you, Sivan, but it feels like I birthed this idea, and overnight it went from infant to toddler that's now walking and learning to run on its own. And I am here just making sure that it's fed and that it doesn't shit itself. And like, it's been taking off.
Yeah.
But I think I've trained myself to not get so obsessed with the end result and just focus on taking the steps that I know will lead me to a great result.
Right.
But kind of just being open to what that result might look like.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I love what you just said, because it's being open to the possibilities of what could happen. Yeah. Not attaching yourself to expectations and just kind of going with the flow of life. And like, taking those actions creates that momentum, and that momentum is really what continues to get you excited about the thing you're doing.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily the result.
Absolutely. Because when you fix it on the result, again, so if you fix it on the result, it just opens the door for yourself to be super critical and to be like, I'm not where I need to be. I'm not where I need to be. This isn't working. This isn't working. Like, that's a ongoing dialogue that can happen, especially when, you know, the result that you envision is so large and you might not have put yourself on a proper timeline, and you're like, there's no way in hell this is ever going to happen.
Yeah.
And that self-dialogue can be really damaging, and it's usually what causes people to give up when they are just so fixated on like making their reality meet their expectation. But in reality, usually your expectations are not met when it comes to these ideas. They usually are exceeded when you do it the right way and you're not trying to force something that's not there because you have this unrealistic timeline because you're being impatient.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, I mean, expectations are really just a form of like future thinking, and it just causes anxiety anyway. So like,
I mean, I think you should have expectations, but I think you should set it up in a way where you're also willing and open-minded to having your reality be different than what you initially expected it to be.
Yeah. So once again, the quote is, be impatient with your actions, but patient with your results. Shelby Wildgust.
This is so special. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for joining in with us today for another quote of the week. And we'll check back with you next time we're on the air.
Bye.